Hardboiled Wonderland and the End of the World by Haruki Murakami. Translated by Alfred Birnbaum. Read by Adam Sims
and Ian Porter.
1. Elevator, silence, overweight. The elevator continued its impossibly slow ascent. Or at least I imagined it was ascent. There was no telling for sure. It was so slow that all sense of direction simply vanished. It could have been going down for all I knew, or maybe it wasn't moving at all. But let's just assume it was going up. Merely a guess. Maybe I'd gone up 12 stories, then down 3. Maybe I'd circled the globe. How would I know? Every last thing about this elevator was worlds apart from the cheap die-cut job in my apartment building, scarcely one notch up the evolutionary scale from a well bucket. You'd never believe the two pieces of machinery had the same name and the same purpose. The two were pushing the outer limits conceivable as elevators. First of all, consider the space. This elevator was so spacious it could have served as an office. Put in a desk, add a cabinet and a locker, throw in a kitchenette and you'd still have room to spare. You might even squeeze in 3 camels and a mid-range palm tree while you were at it. Second, there was the cleanliness. Antiseptic as a brand new coffin. The walls and ceiling were absolutely spotless, polished stainless steel, the floor immaculately carpeted in a handsome moss green. Third, it was dead silent. There wasn't a sound, literally not one sound, from the moment I stepped inside and the doors slid shut.